right. So good evening, Optimal Health Community Time. My name is Craig, and I am here going to share with you a topic that I think you'll find pretty helpful for you. It's the topic's called Pain Pushes Until Desire Pulls. And we're going to get into it a little bit, but this main topic is really thinking about when you get started, you're started because you're uncomfortable with a reality in your life. And so you make an effort to say, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to make a change, right? And we're going to talk about how to utilize that, but we're also going to talk about the limitations of pain, using pain for progress. And we're also going to talk about what we'll need to transition into, which is using the power that desire offers us. And so, as you can see, you know, you got this picture of this person, and you know, one side he's thinking, oh, I got to get going. You know, something's not good. All these things, right? And then the woman on the right, she's going towards something. She's got a goal. She's moving towards something. And so that's what we're going to think about, difference between pain pushes and desire pulls. So I mean, like I said earlier, my name is Craig. You know, I have a weight loss story myself, and I have a transformation story as well. And my weight loss story was 50 pounds. That was the actual fat loss pounds. But my true weight loss story was a lot of the concepts that I've had in my brain and a lot of the ways that I was thinking about life and really a lot of the missing puzzle pieces trying to make my life make sense. And I had a lot of gaps in things. And so I've learned a lot through this community and through all the body of work that we've done over the years. And also, you know, I am a health coach as well. And the ability to be a health coach has allowed me to hone my craft and really, what is my craft? Healthy living, right? So it's really helped me with those kind of things. And so I hope this will be beneficial to you. So we're going to start off with getting into it, where we think about pain, and pain is a powerful starter. You know, you think of this guy, you know, you've got a bear running you down, and you are highly motivated when, you know, this might be a time in your life when you see yourself in a photo and somebody else obviously took the photo, and you're like, ugh, you get an angle of yourself that you don't normally see, and it freaks you out a little bit. And so you're like, yeah, I got to do something. Or it might be a motivator of you go see your doctor, and your doctor gives you some information telling you about how you need to make some changes so that, you know, otherwise there's going to be lots of health conditions and problems in the future, right? And so pain is a great motivator. However, there are limits to pain's power and the ability that pain can offer you. It's not a one size fits all, and it's not a something that will allow you to continue like long-term, because the problem with pain is the further you get from it, the power fades. And what that looks like practically in your life is you would be, think of the idea of you got started and you're out of the gates and you're super excited and you're going to doing your eating plan and you're drinking your water and maybe you're doing some walking and some exercise and, you know, you're gung-ho, you're getting after it, right? And then after a certain period of time, maybe you've got 50 pounds to lose. And when you're down about 20 or 30 pounds, you find yourself slowing down and you kind of get stuck in that in-between phase, that phase where you're not moving forward and you're kind of slowly moving back and you're kind of in that teeter-totter place in the middle. And the reason why that's happening is you haven't learned the value of tapping into what you do want. You're just trying to get less of what you don't want. And like I said, the power fades the farther we get from it. You know, you don't have that urgency when you were 50 pounds overweight because you're only 20 pounds or 30 pounds overweight now. And so this is that in-between phase. And you see this guy sitting here, and you know, he's kind of casual. sitting there on you know, out on the tundra, and there's a bear, but the bear's far enough away that he's like, oh, not a big deal. So that bear is representing that discomfort or that pain in your life that you felt when you started, but it's so far away that it's, I mean, look at that guy. He's got his legs crossed and he's just chilling, like whatever. And so think about that. Think about at times in your life when you got around to that point where you were doing really well, you were really dedicated, really clear on what you wanted, and you're really clear on what you didn't want. And then as you got a little far away from that, you're like, maybe I'll have some of the French fries. Or you go out with, you know, we're having pizza. I can get back on things tomorrow. It's not going to be that big a deal. And you're really not trying to build a healthy body. You were just trying to be less fat or less overweight or less unhealthy, right? And so now your motivation of what you're working towards isn't really compelling and it doesn't really move you. And so this graphic here is a representation. So you got pain, you know, on the vertical, and then you got the push on the horizontal. And when the pain's high, the motivation is highest. But as the pain goes down, the motivation goes down and the push goes down. And so then you get over to the far right and you've got less pain because you've moved, you've had progress, and there's no more push, there's no more motivation. Because when our motivation is connected to something we don't want, naturally, when we have less of what we don't want, there's no need for motivation. We want to flip this on its head and we want to change this whole idea where we shift at that point and we start tapping into who do we want to be. Another term of this is you can focus on the means or the end. And actually, you need the means and the end. And the means is usually weight loss, dieting, exercise. But what's the end goal? I talk with people all the time where they'll say something like, you know, they'll go on some kind of a fad diet or weight loss thing. And then what they'll do is they get to maybe they get all the way to their goal. They lose all the weight that they wanted to lose. And then they start to gain it back. And so when I talk to them about that, and I'll say, so did you get what you want? And they'll say, yeah. But they're thinking very tunnel vision. Yeah, they lost the weight they wanted. And then I ask them, did you gain your weight back? And they said, yeah. And I said, did you want that? And they said, no. And so the mindset and the focus is on the means. The means was the eating plan. And what was the goal? The goal was to lose the weight. But the goal wasn't to live healthy. The goal was to lose weight, right? The goal wasn't to wake up in a body that they love to live in, that they wake up and they think about it and they go, oh, I wasn't dreaming. This body feels awesome. This body moves around just like I want to. Oh, I love living in this body. Right? Think about those kinds of things, because those are the things that we're going to need to really focus on if we want to really, really make this process and this transformation journey stick. So we don't go back. We don't ever need to diet again, because we've changed the way we live and we are chasing what we do want. And so there's a little point here I want to talk about, because there is a moment, if you don't figure this one out, yeah, I don't think you'll ever be healthy. And this is that moment in the middle. It's called the moment of craving. And so you got the pain that is pushing you, right? And then desire can pull, right? And so you have that place in the middle, which I call the moment of craving. And it's where you have that thought. It's usually a thought that comes up in your mind and you say, well, maybe one won't hurt. Or, man, I could really use some pizza. Or, you know, hey, let's go out for a drink. Or, you know, man, I've worked really hard all week and I just need fill in the blanks, right? Another sayings that'll come into your mind is, oh, one won't hurt, right? And these are all this conversation of that, what I call the moment of craving. And we all feel this in some area of our life. It's that point of craving, that place where we're tempted and we're drawn to something. And what I think you can do is you have to figure out, how do I manage? Because desire can pull and pain can push and all that. But if you don't navigate that moment of craving, you'll constantly be on what I call the struggle bus. And you'll constantly go back and you'll be doing endless day ones, endless day twos, endless day threes, trying to get into fat burn, and you're struggling, trying to get back into fat burn, struggling. And then you'll do good for a little while. And then, oh, there's that one thing and it just kicks you off, right? And then you're like, well, I'm already out of fat burn, so I might as well fill in the blanks. I might as well have that whatever. You know, and so we think about that in that moment of craving. It's really critical that we stop and we think about what is actually true. What do I actually want? And a couple of the things that I would say is, one of your options at that moment of craving is to not give into it. You may be thinking, oh, that's going to be really hard. Maybe if you want to measure it hard or easy, maybe. But what if it was just necessary? What if the things that you needed to do and the choices that you may need to make were just the necessary choices to get what you want? And then you have to ask yourself, how bad do I want it? Not how bad do I want this craving, but how do I want this outcome that I've been chasing my whole life? And that's what you really got to think about in that moment of craving. And so always, 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 always remember that one of your options is to say, no, I'm not going to have that. Another analogy I want to use with this particular topic is, think about this. If you're going to a party or going somewhere and there's like some cookies and you have one cookie, but you only ate one, but it did slow your progress. It did stall your progress moving forward. That week you didn't see any movement on the scale, and it just put a big pause. Maybe it's a small pause, maybe it's a big pause, I don't know. But when I chat with my clients every week, sometimes they'll say, I did really good except for this one cookie, or except for this one thing. And I come back with a kind of a taking that same concept and switching it on its head. And so I might say something like, you mean you were only one cookie away from slaying your goals? Like, you were that close. Oh my goodness, you got this. All we have to change is that one little thing, and you'll be in the zone and you'll be killing it. So instead of thinking, oh, it's this one thing that kept me from my goals, it's only this one thing keeping me from my goals. I'm going to say that again. Instead of it being the one thing keeping you from your goals, there's only one thing you need to deal with so you can make progress to your goals. So you deal with that one cookie and you're killing it. And I will say, for those of you that are on the 5-1, and that's only phase one out of three phases, by the way, OptiVia is not the 5-1. OptiVia is this big picture wellness plan. The 5-1 is just phase one of the eating system, right? But if you're thinking about this whole big picture, you don't want to spend a ton of time, like just 5 years in phase one. You don't have to. And so if you don't learn to deal with these moments of cravings, you know, it might take you 3 years to lose the 10 pounds. I've got clients like that. It's multiple years and they've only lost a little bit of weight because those moments of cravings just come up just enough and they give into them just enough to where they aren't making progress. And then I've seen people do the opposite. I've seen people lose the, you know, 2 to 5 pounds a week, and it's just smooth sailing, and they deal with these moments of cravings and are just really clear on what they want. And then they get to their goal, and now we transition to learning the skill sets of maintaining that healthy weight and continuing to provide and experience upgrades in other areas of their life. And so you really, this one's a really important thing. If you want to get off the struggle bus, you got to focus on that moment of craving and you got to make that shift. And how are you going to do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. We have a super amazing, I call it an emotional power tool. And you guys have heard of this before, stop, challenge, choose, right? And I find that even though it's just three simple words, it's confusing, especially when we have that voice in our head saying, brownies, I must have brownies. They're controlling me, right? When we have those things in our head. And so when you think about these three simple words, stop, challenge, choose, I hear this a lot. My clients will say, oh yeah, I stopped, challenge, choose, and I chose the brownie. And I know that they said the three words. They said, stop, challenge, choose, which they're just three words. They're really not any meaning unless you understand and you add meaning to them. So first of all, the stop. Well, I have the stop up above by itself and the challenge choose are below that line. So I want to separate those things. So the stop is the top. And so you see this car on the right. And when you do the stop in your mind, what that looks like is you got to come to a complete stop. You got to put the car in park and you apply the parking brake. So that is a full stop. And this emotionally looks like, okay, hold on. I have this idea that I want this. I'm going to stop. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to breathe for at least a minute. Minute and a half is ideal. 90 seconds. If you give yourself 90 seconds in that stop position, the challenge choose is going to look so different. Now you might say that takes a long time. And there's a voice in your head. And I believe that's the voice of desire. And it's saying, oh, this is stupid. You know, 90 seconds. Because that voice of desire, that craving inside of us wants to be satisfied. And so just be aware, you will hear these voices, these feelings and impulses in your head. Stop, I'm going to breathe. And then you move to challenge and you ask yourself, do I want to go to the old self and continue being like I've always been? Or do I want to change and become the new self, which does things the old self doesn't do? Your new self will act differently than your old self. You may be thinking, well, that's kind of one of those duh. Yeah. If you keep acting like your old self, you'll be your old self. So you have to come to a point where you are choosing differently. And then, so now you make the challenge. You see where the eating the brownie looks like. And then you see we're not eating the brownie, but having something that's an alternative. Maybe it's an Optavia brownie. Well, that's a green light. That takes you to the new self, right? And then now you're going to take off the parking brake, put it in drive, and you're going to choose which way you want to go. And I think if you actually do stop, challenge, choose, like I just described it, it will absolutely superpower your process. This is the ticket off the struggle bus. So if you've been riding the struggle bus for a while, this is the ticket off. And so think about that. Stop, car in park, parking brake applied, breathe. Look to the left. You can see, well, I could have the brownie. Well, of course I could. That's just going to, I've been there before. I've had brownies before, whatever. Breathe. And then I think about, well, why did I start this journey in the first place? Why does this matter in the first place? Why am I working so hard at this? Why is this such a big deal? Oh, because of my grandkids, because of my health, because of my independence, because of my blood pressure, because of my whatever, right? And then you're going to make a decision that's going to satisfy you now, but it's going to move you towards this new self. This is your superpower. And I'm telling you, just like here, that moment of craving is when you choose to get off the struggle bus, stop, challenge, choose is your ticket. But you got to play that ticket. You don't just say the three words. You've got to apply the principles behind stop, challenge, choose. And so when pain won't push, the benefits of, the benefits of using desire to pull. So think of this, this guy's running along and he's not running from something. He's running towards something. So you see this big castle on the hill and all the beautiful lights and everything. And it's like, man, it's like Disneyland. I'm going, you know, when you're getting closer and closer to Disneyland, are you more or less motivated? Think about that. If you plan a trip to Disneyland and maybe it's a year off, and every month you're thinking about it and you're getting more excited. Now you're 2 weeks away. And are you more excited than you were when you first planned it? Of course you are. And now you're, you know, maybe you're on the plane heading to Disneyland and you're flying in and you're about to land. Are you more excited or less excited? Well, you're more excited. Why? Because you're moving towards something you want. So if you find yourself in a situation where the longer you work towards something, the less motivation you have, it's because pain has been your motivator. That's the indicator. That's the piece that's going to tell you. As you get closer to your healthy weight, you should be more and more stoked that you live in that body, that you get to wake up in there, right? Is this making sense to you? Put a one in the chat, actually, if this is making sense to you. And also what I want you to say is that if you've been riding the struggle bus, put an SB in the chat, because you can get off the struggle bus with the stop, challenge, choose. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to work. All right. I've got some tips at the end I'm going to go over. But the power of desire in that pull. So it's pulling you towards this place. You see this guy running down the beach. You know, you think about, oh man, this is a place that I want to be. This is something I desire. And that desire is pulling you in that direction. He's not running from any pain. He's running towards what he wants. Here's another one, right? When pain won't push, focus on what you do want. I think this is a crazy thing. It's a subconscious autopilot that we as humans get stuck in thinking about what we don't want. And the opposite of what we don't want, we maybe think is what we do want. And I don't think that's true. What you do want may be completely different and separate from what you don't want. So let's start dreaming and thinking about what we do want and then setting up a structure to move towards it. You know, one of my good friends, David Bush, he said recently, stop trying and start training. I'll say that again. Stop trying and start training. That concept is just stuck in my head. And it's so good because when I'm trying to do something, it's very different feel than when I'm training to do something. When I'm training to do something, I've got agendas and I've got checklists and I've got structure and I've got stuff that I'm working towards, and it's generative, right? Stop trying to do the things you don't want to do and start training to become who you do want to be, right? And so here's a visual here. So go with me on, this is how my brain thinks. It's a little crazy sometimes. So imagine this is the grappling hook of desire, right? And so you're over on the pain side and you've always lived on this side of the canyon and you've tried to get across, but when you get to the edge, you just don't have the momentum, right? And so you take your awesome steampunk grappling hook machine and you shoot it across the canyon and it locks into the other side. And that cannon, that grappling hook of desire, you're going to use to be able to pull yourself across to where you do want to be. And you're leaving behind what you don't want because it doesn't serve you anymore. And so imagine that picture in your mind, shooting that grappling hook aloft, and that grappling hook of desire locks in. And then you start to pull yourself across, right? So, and if you don't do this, another word for the struggle bus is the yo-yo. And the way the yo-yo works is you have high motivation. It's that slide earlier, high motivation when the pain is high, right? And then the pain goes down, the motivation goes down because you're winning, you're getting progress. And then you get to a point where there's not enough pain to push anymore and you haven't tapped into desire. And so you go back, and, oh, maybe I'll have some of this and I'll some of that. I mean, everything in moderation, right? Don't get me started on that. I would say, how about lovely, beneficial things in abundance? And so if you get on the, if you're finding yourself with this yo-yo thing, and then you go back and you start adding pounds and you start adding pain, and the motivation's mounting, it's getting more, pretty soon you reach that point at which all of a sudden it's compelling and starts to move again. And then, oh, new diet plan, new this, new that, whatever it is, new jazzercise, whatever, fitness class, right? So you're killing it. Motivation goes down again. And this is that oscillating cycle or what we call the yo-yo. And so if you are someone, if you historically have been a yo-yo person, type yo-yo in the chat. Just call it out. Call yourself out. Yep, I've done yo-yos. And thank you for your honesty, quite frankly. Now I want to tell you something really clear. You don't have to be a yo-yo. It's not an obligation. It's not a prerequisite. It's not necessary. I'm going to say that again. You are not destined to be on the yo-yo train, the struggle bus, whatever, for the rest of your life. You can transcend that. It is an option that's available to you. Now you got to use stop, challenge, choose. You got to tap into that desire and allow it to pull you to the person you do want to be. Have you ever thought about this? When you go through life with the school of hard knocks, it only teaches you how not to do things. Everybody goes to the school of hard knocks unless they read a book. And so when you're just trial and erroring it, you're learning how not to do all the ways not to do it. And one of these things that we call the life book, or any of these books that were well thought out, they only teach you the ways to do things. So it is the ultimate shortcut, is knowledge and learning. So think about this. If you're not in your life book because you think it's just a bunch of work, why don't you flip the script in your head and say, this is the adventure that helps me secure my desires of who I do want to be. So as we're finishing up here, you just want to think about this idea of pain pushes, desire pulls. And we've got some different images here of these contrasting realities. And you can go from one to the other. Every human being, I believe, is equipped with the ability to make a choice. And when you, I also believe you're equipped to say no when tempted. Might feel hard at first, or just might be just the necessary things that you need to move forward. And so think about that. Think about getting off the struggle bus, using your stop, challenge, choose, and tapping into that desire to pull you towards it. You think about this one here as well. You know, you can rub the struggle bus, or you can empower yourself. And I call it a battle tank, but you want to battle for what you do want and get off that struggle bus and battle for the person that you do want to be, battle for that better version of yourself. So here's some action items. Think about a dream you've always wanted to accomplish and tell someone about this in the next 3 hours, right? So this is the new year, and hopefully you're around some people on New Year's Day, or who knows when you're watching this, but think about a dream that you've wanted to accomplish. And you know that if dreams without action become fantasies, dreams with action can become realities. So think about a dream that you always want to accomplish and tell somebody about it. And then I would say even more than that, I would say, ask them to ask you about that in a couple of weeks and see if they will hold you accountable for, like, hey, are you moving forward on that? Is that turning into a fantasy, or is that going to be a reality for you? And then pick a visual representation of your dreams to look at when you're tempted. Right? So maybe it's something on your phone. Maybe it's a picture of you at a healthier weight, maybe sometime in the past, or maybe it's a dress or a piece of clothing that you want to fit into, right? And look at that and say, do I want this, right? Find the courage to dream big again. Our dreamers get broken and we settle. And it's sad. Connect with your health coach to talk about your dreams again. Talk about the things that you've said you once wanted and refresh those, dust those off. And of course, use the stop, challenge, choose technique at that point of craving. And I'm telling you, if you truly stop and you challenge and choose, that is going to be a game changer. I'm telling you, you will get off that struggle bus. All right. So we have, of course, our podcast recordings. You can take your phone and point this at this cute little square digital dot thing. And it's a transporter and it will transport you to a library of recordings that we have in the past, right? And then, so you can look at those and access those anytime online. That's pretty cool. And then join us next week, January 8th. And this is the second Monday of every month. And it's all around the title, Becoming the Dominant Force in Your Life. Because if you're not the dominant force, somebody else is, or your past, or that tempting voice, or your cravings, those will be the dominant force. And so how are you going to switch that so that you're the dominant force in your life? And then, of course, we have Elevate or Impact 2024. Elevate and Impact, elevate your life, right? And that's going to be Saturday, January 13th from 11 to 2. And so you can register for that at mycoachcompass.com/impact-2024. So appreciate you listening to me tonight, going through some of these concepts. I think if you were listening to this a couple of times and you start to really think through these things and break them down, you tap into that pain to get you started, but the desire to keep you going and that staying power to stay where you're at. All right, guys. Well, it's been my pleasure sharing with you tonight. Hope you have an awesome year as we start and launch off 2024 together. Thanks. Good night, everybody.